It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
It's time, and it's also time for me to throw myself under the bus again. I got to tell you something. My education saved my life. It really did. I knew about as much regarding health and different foods and diets and ways of living to kill myself and anybody else. And I think I almost did a couple times. But no, seriously, I was always really interested in it. But there's just so much to understand. And every time I look back, and, you know, it's that true adage that, you know, you always are emptying your cup, because as soon as you think that you know everything, forget about it. You are going to get dinged, because just think about how much you know. It's a proof that there's just so much more to know. And when it comes to environmental toxins, you know, I always get concerned when something starts to become kind of like a buzzword, like going green or eco-friendly or, you know, paraben-free. Because when there's such deep truth to it, I want people to take it seriously and not just think that, oh, it's a reason for the marketing machine to, you know, sell a $7 product that used to be a $3 product and stuff like that. But I want to talk about makeup. I am a makeup wearer when I have to. I read Clarissa Piccone Estes' book, Women Who Run With the Wolves, a long, long time ago, and she's a great storyteller. So if you really want to get the essence of the book, you should get it on tape. But she talked about, you know, that ritual of making yourself up. And then also, I love taking my makeup off too. That's one of my favorite things. But you think about all the things, our health and beauty aids, these products that we actually put on our skin, and most of the toxins are fat soluble. That means that they pass through our skin, that bilipid layer that we have in our cells, and our receptor sites, and they're mostly endocrine disruptors. That means a hormone disruptor. And boy, what do we have in a lot of issues with in our modern day? Hormonal imbalances, even, you know, with men, with women, it's an equal opportunity issue. Doesn't matter your sex nor your age, quite honestly. But we gotta be able to save you from potentially toxic ingredients, and they're everywhere, from heavy metals to endocrine disruptors to carcinogens. There are thousands of chemicals used in makeup that may be harming your health, all right? The Federal Food and Drug Administration exercises very, very little power over the ingredients used in makeup, and I understand why, because it's like, hey, it's makeup. Yeah, but it's toxic, and it's going right on our skin, which is the largest organ in our body, and it is creating health issues. Because if you are somebody who wears makeup every single day, when I shot my show Myth Define, which is running right now on the Vriya Network, I was in hair and makeup twice a day because we shot two shows. I think I ate like four tubes of lipstick that summer. I mean, there was just like constant reapplying. And so it's really important. So let's talk about the top five things that you really need to look for. And I'm also going to give you a great resource at the end of this segment that you can go to just one click away, and you can actually see if your makeup is toxic or not. All right. So first of all, there actually are many of toxic makeup ingredients that have been linked to cancer and reproductive health problems. They're basically in what preserves them, okay? Nearly one in five cosmetic products contain a substance that generates formaldehyde. So formaldehyde-releasing ingredients in makeup, you want to make sure are out of there, okay? They're known carcinogens. They're a potent allergen. And so you'll look for something like Quaternium, that's Quaternium 15, and also something else called DMDM hydantin, okay? Those are just two, for example. They're preservatives that slowly release formaldehyde in order to prolong the cosmetic's shelf life, okay? We get in trouble with all of those. And so make sure you are on the lookout for those. Also, we are very familiar with parabens, another commonly used group of preservatives by giant cosmetic companies like Revlon and L'Oreal. It's the long chain parabens. While they may lengthen your makeup shelf life, some long chain parabens are endocrine disruptors. That is, they interfere once again with our hormones that regulate so many processes in our body, okay, and including the reproductive system. Now, another one besides formaldehyde releasing ingredients, parabens, we want to also look out for the other P, phthalates, okay? It's PH, THALATES, phthalates in makeup. These are a group of plasticizers. They're another group of toxic makeup ingredients. These dangerous substances are lumped together in the ingredient list under the vague term called fragrance. All right. So phthalates are endocrine disruptors and may increase the risk of breast cancer. And that has been cited in the literature. In 2005, scientists at the University of Rochester reported that prenatal exposure to phthalates was linked to abnormal reproductive development in baby boys. Not cool, folks. That is so not cool. All right. We also want to think about heavy metal accumulation and heavy metals in makeup toxicity. In addition to formaldehyde-releasing preservatives and endocrine disruptors like the phthalates and parabens that we've talked about, your makeup likely contains toxic heavy metals like lead and mercury. Ugh. You want to shut down your thyroid? Go ahead and have some mercury-filled makeup and wear it every day, because mercury binds up selenium for the most part, and selenium we need for our thyroid to run absolutely smoothly. Conventionally farmed soils don't have a whole heck of a lot of it in it. We can't live healthily without it. And if you've got more mercury in your body, this is going to be an issue, selenium deficiency. Okay, but like mercury, lead is a proven neurotoxin, and no amount of lead in the body is considered safe, all right? Lead can cause learning, language, behavioral problems, such as lowered IQ. Anytime I see a lowered IQ, I usually see a lower EQ, so emotional quotients as well, reduced school performance and increased aggression in children. Pregnant women and young children are particularly vulnerable to lead exposure because lead easily crosses the placenta and enters the fetal brain, where it can interfere with normal development, all right? So no amount of lead has been considered safe. That's very important. And so makeup toxicity, I want you to pay attention to these ingredients and watch out for them, all right? If you don't want makeup that contains toxic ingredients, you can play detective and you can scrutinize and be discerning. You can have choice. That's what this show is all about. Not all ingredients, unfortunately, are clearly listed, okay? And descriptions such as hypoallergenic or natural can basically, in this category, they just mean nothing at all. Even products with organic on the label can contain petrochemicals and as little as 10% organic ingredients by weight or volume, according to the Environmental Working Group. All right. So nevertheless, you are still much better off if you learn to read the labels. Okay. So try to avoid using makeup that contains any of the following. So fragrances and phthalates. Okay. So fragrance is listed on the ingredient. Diethyl phthalate, dibutyl phthalate, which is a nail polish, lilial, formaldehyde releasing chemicals, like I said, the DMDM hydantoin, there's the quantarium 15, there's bropropo, 2-bromine, 2-nitropropane, 1,3-diol. I'm going to get you a blog up on radiomd.com so you don't have to keep listening to me mispronounce these crazy chemicals. All right, but those are the formaldehyde releasing ingredients. Parabens, propylparaben, isopropylparaben, butylparaben, isobutylparaben. If it has paraben, don't look for the P, look for those precursor words. Mercury, thimerosal, thiomerosal, ilicide, ethyl mercury, sodium ethyl mercury salite. Okay, so seriously, that's like, it has like 29 letters in it. I can't pronounce it even. How do you choose then, with all of this label reading, safe toxin-free makeup? Well, there's a real lack of regulation. Okay, there is misleading labeling. There are confusing chemical terms. So how do you do it? All right. There is a website called Skin Deep, or actually, it's a sub-website. It's a database on the Environmental Working Group's database, so EWG.org. EWG.org, it's a database of cosmetics and personal care products. It's called Skin Deep. They give safety ratings and health information for thousands of products and ingredients. You gotta go there. All right, so keep yourself and your family and your newborn baby, or your soon-to-be born baby, safe by really being able to go to this website, EWG.org, and click on Skin Deep and find out if what you're putting on your body is safe and make good choices, because we're trying to do that, wake you up and knock you alive here on Radio MD. This is Dr. Holly Lucille. I want to thank Kevin always for keeping me on track, engineer extraordinaire. Thank Radio MD. This is Mindful Medicine. We are live. Thanks for listening.